So why don't you tell us your name, what do you do, you know, just in general?
My name's Mark Terry. I'm an environmental filmmaker. Been producing documentaries for over 20 years now, and very happy to be here.
So do you feel that this event has promoted really, really well the solutions and, you know, possible actions for making the environment better?
Absolutely. You know, the choice of films were very select, but the ones that were shown not only do a great job at explaining what the problems are, but they also offer solutions. And I think it's very important that films like this be seen, and having a festival like this is a great forum for that. Having the filmmakers and other scientists and professors who are very close to these problems attend the festival is an added bonus as well, because that provides a new dimension of finding the solutions that we're looking for. So it's good.
Right. So if I'm correct, this is your first time in the Dominican Republic, right?
First time for an extended period of time.
Right.
I was actually here in the mid-90s just as a tourist, only staying a day. But yeah, this is really my first full visit.
So how would you say this film festival, because I'm sure you've been to many, many other ones, how does this one differ from the rest?
In a couple ways, actually. I think the organizers have done a great job at bringing all the filmmakers and other invited guests together as an intimate kind of family. We all got to know each other, and we all traveled with each other, and the organizers did a good job at providing events and excursions and dinners where we could exchange ideas with each other. And I think that kind of close proximity with each other is something most festivals don't offer, and that's what makes this one unique.
Did you ever think that did you have, let's say, a goal for your film to go around the world, you know, through different film festivals such as this one?
Yeah, the last film I did was called The Antarctica Challenge, A Global Warning, and that film was particularly unique in what it presented, because no other filmmakers were able to get to Antarctica during International Polar Year. So the information that I had was based on the scientists working in the field at that time. And because the United Nations invited it to screen in Copenhagen for the climate change conference, I realized there was a need to take that information on the road. And that's why I went to other science conferences and universities, film festivals, as many different venues as I can to share that unique information. Same thing happened with this film. And the Polar Explorer has unique information about climate change discoveries being made in the Arctic as we cross the Northwest Passage, exploring previously inaccessible areas for the very first time. And so because, again, this is unique climate information, not only did the UN invite us to screen in Cancun for the follow-up climate change conference last December, but I'm also taking it on the road and trying to screen in as many venues as possible.
So it looks like you've done a lot of movies, or at least two, in the Arctic. Why specifically did you choose this?
Well, the whole climate change issue is very important to me. I think it's the most important environmental issue that man has ever faced, at least civilized man has ever faced. And what's happening in the polar regions is the bellwether for what climate change is having an impact on for the rest of the world. So I think it's very important that we know what's going on up there. Yet there's not a lot of population, there's not a lot of people up there. Obviously there's no media hanging around doing stories on that, and it's very difficult to get to. So that makes it all the more reason to go to these places and bring back stories. The polar regions in particular, the Arctic is warming twice as fast as any place on the planet, and Antarctica is warming five times as fast as any place on the planet. And they have ice. They got 90% of the world's fresh water in the ice, right, in the poles. So when that stuff melts, it's going to affect all of us, including the marine life and the rest of the ecosystem.
All right. All right. Well, thanks for interviewing with me.
You're welcome. Good.